Okay, today, so we're going to conclude Perek Tes Vav of Maseches Yevamos by learning Mishnayos Tes and Yud. So Mishnah Tes talks about the following: Nitan Liben B'Medina Siam. Let's say a newly married couple goes off to Medina Siam. They don't have any children yet, and she comes back a couple of years later and says, "By the way, I had a baby while we were in Medina Siam." Va'amra Meis B'ni V'Achar Kach Meis B'Ali. But sadly, my son died first, and then my husband died, which means I need Yibum. So now Menes, she's believed, because if she didn't tell us anything about the son, we would have assumed she needs Yibum anyway. But Meis Bali V'Achar Kach Meis B'ni, if she says, my husband died first and then my son died, so I don't need Yibum, Eina Nemenes. We cannot believe her, because we don't even know that she has a son. She's only saying that she had a son. V'choshem L'dvrei, but we do have to be choshesh for her, for that maybe she's telling the truth, and therefore V'choletzes V'lo Mesev Emes. You do Chalitza, but you do not do Yibum. Now the Mishnah Yud, Nasan Liyavam B'Medina Siyam, let's say a woman goes without any children or brothers, to the Medina. A man has no brothers, and he goes with his wife to Medina Siam, and then the woman says, oh, by the way, while I was in Medina Siam, by the in-law's house, my mother-in-law had another baby, so had another son, so my husband actually had a brother. And she says, but my husband died, and then my Yavim died, which means that I don't have a Yavim anymore, and therefore I don't need Yibum, or Yavmi v'achach meis b'ayli. Or she says the Yavim died first and then the husband died, which also means she doesn't need Yibum. Ne'menes, we do believe her, because as far as we knew, there was no Yavim in the first place. So it's like a Pesha Asar who a Pesha Hitu. She's the one that invented the Yavim, so we believe her to knock him off as well. But if when they went to Medina Siam, there already was a brother in the picture, and then she says, Amra meis ba'ali v'achach meis Yavami, that my husband died first and then my Yavim died, or Yavamti v'achach ba'ali, or vice versa. Either way, meaning I don't need Yibum, Eina Nemenes. She's not going to be believed that the husband, that the Yavam is dead. So she's not mutaris loshuk. Sheini shenemenes lomar meis yivami shetinase. There is no automatic nemenes that a woman has to say that a yavam is died, meaning it has died. We do give a woman a nemenes to say that her husband has died, but not that her yavam has died. V'lo meisa achosi shetikanis lebeso. A woman is also not believed to say that her sister died so that she could marry her sister's husband, because even though chamim do trust the testimony of an isha about her own husband's death, that's because otherwise she'll be in Aguna. This woman, though, doesn't need to marry her sister's husband. Let her marry someone else. So we're not going to trust her about her husband's death for that, about her sister's death, to be able to marry her sister's husband. Because you're allowed to marry your wife's sister after your wife dies. So if she's coming and telling you your wife died, you'd be allowed to marry her. But we don't believe her. We don't believe that the wife actually died. Also, a man can't say, oh, my brother's dead, and therefore I need to do Yibum on his wife. Nor is a man believed to say, oh, my wife died, so now I'm allowed to marry her sister. Those are cases where we don't grant that Ne'amanus. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Tes, we said that if a woman claims to have given birth in Medina Siam, and then says, yeah, but the son died and the husband died, and therefore... meaning the son died first and then the husband died, and therefore I need Yibum, we do believe her, because as far as we knew, she needed Yibum anyway. But if she says that the husband died first and then the son died, so I don't need Yibum, we don't believe her, but we are going to require Chalitza. And then in Mishnah Yud, we said that if she claims that even though, as far as we knew, the husband never had a brother, but she says he had a brother when I was in Medina Siam, another brother of his was born, but now he's dead, so I don't need Yibum anymore, we believe her, because as far as we knew, the husband never had a brother anyway. But if we last knew that the husband did have a brother, and she claims that the husband died and then the brother died, or that the brother died and then the husband died, we don't believe her, because she can't say Meis Yivami to allow her to get remarried. Similarly, a woman cannot say that her sister died in order to be able to marry the sister's husband. A man cannot say that his brother died in order to be Miyabim, his brother's wife. Nor can a man say his wife died in order to be able to marry his wife's sister. Next time, we'll pick up with the 16th and final perek of Maseches Yevamos.